New legislative maps have been signed into law, and now Democrats actually have a chance in winning a state assembly majority. It's Thursday, February 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's prisons continue to struggle with short staffing, but officials say they're encouraged by a rise in applications. Sarah Lear has that story. And with more teens and adults struggling with mental health, experts say supporting development in a child's earliest years could help. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
With new legislative maps now in effect, Democrats have their first real shot of winning a majority in the Wisconsin Assembly in more than a decade. Rich Kramer has more.
The new maps signed by Governor Tony Evers still slightly favor Republicans, but they're a far cry from the maps deemed unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Those maps helped the GOP win a near supermajority. Under the new maps, Marquette University Law School researcher John Johnson found 46 state assembly districts favor Democrats and 53 favor Republicans. But there are enough close seats in the middle that Johnson says anything could happen in November.
That's the biggest takeaway, is if either party has a noticeably good year, then they'll most likely win the assembly. And that's true for Democrats and Republicans.
Johnson says he sees almost no chance of Democrats flipping the state Senate this fall. But if they pick up a few seats, he says the Senate could be in play in 2026. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved a bill yesterday that would hold students back a grade if they miss 30 or more days of school. The proposal is a response to a rise in chronic absenteeism. Republicans who authored the bill say it's about increasing accountability for parents and students. Democrats argued that the grade retention does not address underlying causes of truancy, like homelessness, transportation access, or mental health struggles. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay said holding students back could make their challenges worse.
You think about the root of truancy, it's about student engagement. It's about family engagement. It's about uplifting families so that they can support their kid and schools can support kids.
The bill was part of a package of anti-truancy legislation. More than a fifth of Wisconsin students missed at least a month of school, according to the most recent data. The latest data shows nearly 1,000 corrections officer positions remain vacant across Wisconsin's prison system, but officials say they're encouraged by a rise in applications since pay increases took effect last summer. Sarah Lear has more.
More than 200 newly certified correctional officers crossed a stage at Madison College Wednesday afternoon. Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr says raises in the new state budget help explain why the latest graduating class is the largest in decades. Filling vacant positions, Carr said,
will enable us to provide more services and more programming and more opportunities to the persons in our care.
Short staffing is most severe at Wisconsin's Waupun Prison, where inmates have faced nearly 11 months of restrictions on visits and leisure activities. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining 15 other Democratic attorneys general in intervening in a case that challenges Clean Air Act regulations. The litigation is focused on federal regulations that govern state plans to limit air pollution, including greenhouse gas emissions. An Environmental Protection Agency rule set timelines providing a framework for states to develop plans that set and enforce emission standards for existing power plants. In January, West Virginia and a group of other states challenged the regulations in a federal appeals court. They argue the EPA is going beyond its authority with the proposed changes. Call is defending the EPA's regulations. He said the legal challenge would weaken efforts to protect clean air and combat the climate crisis. A significant number of Wisconsin teens report struggling with anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide. As Hope Kerwin reports, experts say promoting positive mental health in infants and toddlers could help give kids a better start.
80% of brain development happens from infancy to age 3. It's a time when babies and toddlers are forming brain connections mainly through interactions with adults. Lana Schuyler Nenide leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Infant Mental Health. She says that development is both physical and mental.
When we think about infant mental health, we can think about a child's capacity to form relationships, to experience a wide range of emotions, and to learn.
She says these years lay the foundation for a person's social skills and relationships throughout their life. As more teens struggle to find belonging at school and the U.S. deals with an epidemic of loneliness, Schuyler Nenide and other experts say focusing on mental health in the earliest years could help. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Wisconsin colleges and universities are waiting on data from the federal government before they can make financial aid offers to students. The Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, was redesigned this year. Its rollout came 3 months later than usual. The form determines how much students will be able to receive in financial aid or loans. University administrators are worried that the delay will deter some students from pursuing a college degree. Jen Jones is the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Services at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. She doesn't want to see students bow out now.
Every obstacle that gets put in front of a family or a student towards accessing higher education is going to, some people are going to say that's the last straw.
Universities say they're going to be more flexible with deadlines. The University of Wisconsin-Madison, for example, pushed back its decision date by 2 weeks. Administrators are still encouraging students to fill out the FAFSA as soon as possible. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Whew, I survived having to say FAFSA that many times this early in the morning. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in your podcast feed tomorrow for a Friday edition of Wisconsin Today. Until then, take care of yourself, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.